What's been fascinating in the work with organising is to see the overlap with the synod process, because both are about attentive listening, taking the reality and the experience of the other person seriously, hearing their concerns and seeing what can be done, whether that's within the wider world or within the church. One of the methods within the synod process has been the synod conversation process, the spiritual conversation process. So, in a few moments, I want you to get into not random groups either your diocese or a cluster of dioceses in a particular province, or if you're part of a particular group. So you know, CAFOD or SVP. In a lay associate order, whatever, gather together in your groups, and then I want you to spend, first of all, 10 minutes just sharing. And of course, the spiritual conversation model is you don't have discussions, you simply listen to the other person. Someone chair it, facilitate it, and allow the person to speak. Basically a minute each, I'd imagine. And I want you to ask, what is it that's made an impact on you? What is it? Is there an issue that you really want to address? And then I want, so you just listen to the issues. And then do another round. Is there any shared action that your group could take to bring about change? Okay. If you feel you really are in a group of one, we may get a group together of people and share. So, I'm going to give you 20 minutes. So 10 minutes to share first, and then another 10 minutes. And then please write down what actions you're going to take, because we're going to invite you then to feed back to the whole group what actions you're going to take in the light of what you've shared. Any questions about that? I think if you know which groups you're in, can you just find each other? Yeah? Westminster there. Yeah. Right. So there's going to be two roaming mics. Each group is going to have a minute. And we don't want a feedback in terms of all the points discussed. What we want to know is simply, what action are you going to take back into your group or into your diocese? So where are the mics? One mic, Michael's got one. There's another mic. Yep. Another Michael. So Michael's with the mics. Say who you are, which group, which diocese you're from. So please, first volunteer.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Dave Palmer from Middlesbrough Diocese. The thing we've got on our list is the living wage for Middlesbrough Diocese. We're all part of the same core group of JMP representatives, and we've actually recruited another one as part of the deal. And also approaching younger people.
Okay.
That's always been a mystery because we're all very old.
Okay.
And, you know, we need to try and get that working.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Hello. We're from Shrewsbury, Liverpool, Lancaster Diocese, and one from Salford. But we all share a magazine called Mouthpiece, which goes around the diocese. And we all said, the living wage, isn't it terrible that our diocese don't pay it?
Okay.
So we've been discussing what we can do about it, basically.
Okay. Go for it. Great. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Kathleen, and I represent Nottingham Diocese here. We have three commissioners here in this group who are utterly shocked that our diocese is not apparently paying the living wage. Yeah. And we remember debating this, and we thought it was well in hand beyond this time. So we will be asking questions about what has happened in this planning. So we are very incensed and encouraged, and we would like our diocese very soon to be paying the living wage, and we will be looking into asking in our parishes too and checking on that. The other thing that really incensed us was the school meal swindle. Yeah. And we do know our trust commissioner, and we will be approaching her to ask what's happening in our area and ask in our schools in case this is happening with us. We wish to claw back any funds and for it to go to the individual children's accounts. Yep. We don't want it to be lost in school budgets paying for paperclips.
Okay, thank you very much. Brilliant. I think that, yep.
Okay, Birmingham Archdiocese. There were different issues that people were concerned about, but one of the basic things was how do we actually engage people, particularly in light of the fact that the turnout was so low at the election, and sometimes also where there are campaigns, for example, on keeping libraries open, the surveys are so obfuscating that ordinary people actually can't really engage with them. So we felt that what we really need to do is find about more about Citizens UK in Birmingham. We know there are people involved, and how the Archdiocese could promote it more.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Okay, yep.
Pax Christi, various dioceses, and also Raymond's joined us from Caritas by invitation. So Raymond, I think, is a living wage campaign for you, wasn't it? For us, we're taking back, and we're going to look at review our campaigns and see where we think community organising principles might help us be more effective. Yeah. And particularly around Arms Fair in London, September 2025, how could community organising help make that campaign to stop that Arms Fair more effective? So okay. That's us.
Wow, that's really exciting. Thank you. Where are we going? Oh. Yep.
Aaron and Brighton. We've tried to go down the route of getting the diocese accredited, but they tell us that they're paying it, but it's the extras that you ask of the diocese, like their investment and their procurement and all the other things that have stalled them. Now, I'm just wondering whether you as an organisation can actually facilitate that final jump from them actually doing the fair trade payment and then all the extras that seem to be involved.
I think the extra is actually the people that you're contracting out. If you're cleaning companies, your other firms that you use, are they paying the living wage?
Exactly.
Yes, that's it's a bit of work, but other dioceses have done it.
Okay, thank you.
The Living Wage Foundation can help you, so contact the Living Wage Foundation.
Yeah. Well, there's one other thing I'd like to point out. If I've still got a minute.
You've got 5 seconds.
Okay. It's that where do we get our energy from? We get our energy from organisations outside the Catholic Church at the moment, mostly, and that's what I'd like to encourage people to look for it there.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, it's, Joan. I'm on, yeah. Presentation Sisters, Birmingham Diocese. Focus is reinvigorating the SDGs, insists that the government address the root cause of homelessness, poverty, etc. So to address that, we plan to contact our MP and work with the MPs to address those issues.
Of those SDGs? Okay. Thank you.
Monica Oval, and we've got Clifton Diocese, Portsmouth Diocese and Brentwood are with us. Firstly, Leo XIII, apparently in 1891, in his encyclical, said that there should be a just living wage for everybody. So this is not a new thing. Some parishes are already paying above the living wage in Portsmouth, but we don't know if it's being done diocesan-wide. Again, in Clifton, we've got a new bishop. Yep. It's an opportunity to approach him, go through. But first, we need the action to speak to the administrator and find out what is being paid. That's our action. Brentwood had a citizens group, I think we said about 10 years ago, and it seems to have d- died down. So that's something that they are going to be looking at.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Thank you. You're being very succinct, and that's great. Thank you.
My name is Victoria. We're a group made up of Westminster Justice and Peace, an ecumenical justice and peace group in North London, and the Jesuit Refugee Service. Lots of us spoke with lots of warmth about the panel yesterday evening, made up of young people, and how inspirational it was, and lots of the actions that we wanted to take surrounded this. So trying to facilitate a culture of encounter, whether it's connections between young people or people with lived experience, and the opportunity for people to co-produce and co-design campaigns together using some of the methodologies we've heard about, involving getting citizens reinvigorated in our area, having the National Justice and Peace Network be an umbrella to bring charity together.
What's the one action? What's the one action?
Oh, to summarise, maybe facilitating connections.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
We were a very small group from the Leeds diocese, and I was absolutely, like many other dioceses, shocked to find that we were not paying living wage. So what I would like to do as part of Leeds is actually work with other people to see if we have a campaign to actually make sure, and also make sure that within our own parish, the opaqueness of our finances, is that one way of putting it, to actually check that we as a parish are actually paying the living wage to the people who clean our church.
Yeah, well, usually if people are employed by the diocese, not by the parish in most places, so...
You also
apply
to the parish as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, okay.
There's two separate issues, but we should be making sure the
parishes... Yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely.
Hello, so we're Justice and Peace Scotland down here at the front, and I guess the main action that we are going to take away, which is similar to what everyone else has said, is regarding the living wage. I guess an advantage that we have is that, you know, we're all on our national commission, and myself and Andrew are employed by our Bishops' Conference, so hopefully we can actually try and address that at the Scottish Bishops' Conference level. But one thing I just would clarify, I do agree with what everyone is saying about it being shocking and disheartening to find that out, but I would maybe just add the caveat that it is possible that some of our the Bishops' Conference or dioceses are actually paying the living wage but haven't been accredited.
Yep.
So their first action is to establish that, yep. And then the second action is to then work with them to try and put that in place if they're not doing it.
And to get accreditation, you also have to show that people you're contracted out to are paying... or paying the living wage.
Thank you.
Go for it. Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You.
And I hope they don't sack you. You know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Hexham Newcastle. How can I forget you? Okay.
Hi. Okay. So we have two campaigns. Our first is that we will campaign for the two-child limit, and we will also write to the Bishops' Conference, and we invite everyone from the National Justice and Peace Conference to write to the Bishops' Conference with regard to the living wage. Please raise it as a major priority.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, this is James from the Columbans. So three things. One, in terms of this kind of listening well and encounter, is there anyone who is in a constituency with a Reform MP? Because I would love to talk to you and about bringing a group of asylum seekers. Honestly, if you're in a constituency with a Reform MP, we would love to come and visit schools in your constituency. The young adult group, we think that was particularly wonderful. We would love to invite you to St. Columban's and use that as a space to gather. We've got space so you could all sleep, and I promise to take you all out for a Balti. And finally, the kind of stuff around communal power. We think it's so important that everyone is working together, and we would like to say that we're members of lots of coalitions, but we are open and enthusiastic to collaborate, so please contact us if we can work with you.
Okay, yeah.
Hi, so we were talking as kind of a group of young adults.
Yeah.
So our actions are to... We're really committed to kind of developing a network and keeping in contact because we're not kind of geographically near each other, but we want to kind of develop that network and start that. And we're trying to commit to meeting up outside of conference this year at some point.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we're kind of trying to find a way where we can keep each other informed of what we're all doing to kind of start building that a relationship between us all, continue it, is the plan.
Well, watch this space. Yeah, great. Yeah.
We're from the Quakers. In particular, we're from the Quaker Truth and Integrity Group, and thank you very much for the invitation that we had to come and talk to you again. Our particular concern has only been strengthened by the work that we've done with you this weekend, and it's recognising that we can do this work and we don't need to do it alone. We can do it together. And that is, in particular, is working with our MPs, is supporting our MPs, but also holding them to account for behaving in a way that we recognise as being truthful and bringing an integrity to the work that they do, because that underpins everything else that you're trying to do. And we need them to be able to... We need to be able to rely on them to do the things they say they were going to do. Everybody's made reference to all sorts of promises being made before the election. Now's the time to see whether or not those things can be made true. And the other thing that we've realised, that you've helped us to realise, is actually we also have a particular contribution that we can make to this work, and a lot of it is based upon our heritage and an understanding of what people know that we stand for. But working together is the way that we can do this properly and well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
This is just an additional comment. We've been talking about the living wage. There are people in parishes who are not paid at all and do an incredible amount of work. And you know, we should be thinking about whether they should be paid.
Oh, a volunteer, OK.
The administrator in our parish is not paid anything, but she has almost got a full-time job. At least she looks upon it as such.
OK. Well, maybe that's an issue for in your community. Yeah. Thank you. Is that everyone? Yeah, I think. Thank you. Okay. We're done. Yeah.
Gosh, do you know what I thought was amazing about that session? That in the last half an hour, you were asked to organise, get into groups. It took you 3 minutes to do it after the initial worry, could you? You did it. And within another 10 minutes, you've all organised a campaign and you have a plan of action. Wow. And that comes from community organising. And what we heard from Chris and Sarah and Chantel was a practical demonstration of how to do it, to learn from them. I thought they were a brilliant, brilliant example, young people like Chantel particularly, you know, and Sarah. There was a book, what was it called? Prophetic Imagination? Brugman? Brilliant. Thank you to Tyne and Wear Citizen. Brilliant.